Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1059th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your girl, Adrienne Misunderstandings Allen, and as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church. This is a place for the whosoever wills. You know, you come and you join together and help each other understand a little bit more about God's love and how much He loves us and how much, you know, all of us are important to Him, not just one particular group or anything. All of us, you know, all creation, it was made for us to glorify and beautify, you know, and be beautiful for, you know, for us. That's what that was all about. The things that were given to us for everything, you know, everything that's breathing, everything that has breath, you know, that's why they say you should praise the Lord. So if this is your first time listening, joining, then I welcome you to the D-Block Church. What up, what up, what up is our greeting. If this is the first time on Purpose Kingdom Network, welcome to the kingdom because it's going down in the kingdom. Tonight, if you'd like to join in live or call in live, the number to call in is 319-527-6091 or you can dial 323-870-4174. Don't forget, press 1 if you want to actually join in. Tonight, it's actually the last time that D-Block Church is going to be on for the year 2019. So, unless God is not finished wrapping all of us, you know, all of it up in 2019, and we just need to start preparing for what is yet to come. 2020 is less than really 20 days away. Think about it. And I can't wait to see it. And I know that people are looking at things and they are saying things and they're saying that this is wrong and they're saying that that is wrong. Tonight, I want to try to get out of right and wrong. I just want to have a conversation. Let's talk about some stuff because there's been a lot of stuff going on. And not only has it been stuff that's affecting, you know, our communities and our neighborhoods, it's affecting, you know, now our children. And that's serious to me. Like when the kids start getting affected by it, then I want to say something because at the end of the day, somebody needs to say something, right? So I figured let's do it tonight. Let's bag up 2019. It was 19 years of some stuff. And we really, really, really need to look at the things that we were doing in 19 and then ask ourselves, are we really ready for this 2020? Because 2020 is right around the corner. And if we miss the opportunity to actually say what it is that needs to be said, if we miss the opportunity to actually do exactly what it says that we need to do in order to stop all of this craziness from happening. Now, you know that the Bible says that if my people who are called by my name, you know, we humble ourselves and we pray, that works. But then you have to be honest with each other because if you're not even talking to the person that's next to you standing in the line or you don't have anything to say to the person that's in the circle with you that you end up holding hands with, I mean, how heavy and how thorough is that actual prayer going? Like, are you really, really, really getting it in? Are you really, really, really bringing it through? Or are you just sitting there with everything else that's going on? It's time to let the devil, the enemy, Satan, the opposition, the offender, silence, you know, anything, that thing that's standing in the Creator's way of allowing you to see exactly what it is that He has intended for you to be. tonight on this last Be Black Church of 2019. Let's just say no mas. No mas. No mas, no mas. No mas, no mas. Enough is enough. We can't do it anymore. We can't go into 2020 like 2019. We can't. We have 20 years of just, and it's funny because I always say this, and these are not the views of Purpose Kingdom Network. These are my views. This is how I think about it. But I believe that we have been in a rut, or we've been under attack, as they would say, since the Twin Towers. That was when we, that's when we first were attacked, remember? And they said that we were attacked. And the reaction that you get when you are attacked is, you know, you develop your fear, you develop your different, you know, mechanisms to try to alleviate situations, and, you know, you stop talking to people, you start establishing the stranger dangers, you know, the computer got really, really big, so it became more of an I thing, and what you're over there doing, and the parents gave up on the kids and their music, couldn't understand it, so it was more so like, just go upstairs and listen to it, so now we don't have anybody to monitor it. I mean, it's a lot of things that happened in the 2000s, and I can say that because I had a baby in 2000. Honest to God. I had a baby in 2000, and that's why I'm telling you right now. Christopher Deshaun Allen, that is my man. But the one thing I will say is that we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot before, listen, from 2000 to today. You do realize that we have really truly been under attack. It's funny because it set us up for something that we didn't even realize that we were in. I just realized that we were in it the other day when I actually saw what was actually going on. And I said, well, dang, that is crazy, because if you think about it, we really have been in a reaction, like a reactive type of a way ever since the towers. We're on like stress alert. You know, like people are more aware of their surroundings, but now they don't want to deal with the surroundings. So now you're like incorporating these people. I'll say that nicely. These people, and they are putting a different type of a feel on certain situations that are going on right now. The problem is that we completely have flipped the script from what was and what was going on. Because in 1999, I remember when they started talking about that Y2K stuff, remember when the computers was going to go out of whack and all that other kind of stuff. And that never happened. So now you see that it never happened, but yet we've been in a warp for 20 years. Thank God 2020 is on its way. Bring on 2020, because this needs to be done. All the silliness that we've witnessed in 2000, all of it. I mean, and there has been some silliness that has gone on in the 2000s. We have completely gotten so far away from the message of what the Creator has intended for us as people, as His creation to do, working together to glorify and maximize His kingdom, the kingdom for all of us to live together in harmony, all of us in our differences living together in harmony. You know, all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose, you know, that will give Him glory, magnified, and all that. And so it doesn't really matter how you do it, where you do it, what you actually call Him, as long as we're doing it together in a form that it shows that there's so much love that there is no more room for hate. Shout out to Abington, Pennsylvania. No place for hate. But, yeah. Imagine, not even imagine, somehow or another, it's going to have to change. So I figured that if we talk about it tonight in 2019 and seal the deal on it, at least in D-Rock Church, we can know that we can, the whosoever wills can press one at any time. They can say whatever they need to say. They can answer the question. They can ask for prayer, whatever it is. But if it's wrong, come in. Make sure you check it. Make sure you let me know that if I got it wrong, if I got it twisted, or you have a better way, or you have another way. I ain't going to say a better way. I'm going to say you have another way. Please do not hesitate to call 319-527-6091. Or you can do 323-870-4174. If you want to get in and choose the board, press 1. Now, tonight, like I said, no mind. Please tell your friends, tell more friends, tell all the other people that you know, that we really need to just start talking. Everybody that can hear needs to listen. Everybody that has ears, let them hear. You know, let's, we got to close up these open wounds. We got to seal things that are broken. We got to find solutions and sell it and set it in motion. And we got to do it before 2019 officially closes. Why? I'm glad that you asked. Because things should be heard, spoken, and then seen and understood. So we can go into 2020 with what the Creator had already intended for us to do. And that is to live. That is to, for us to live together in harmony. Look. In harmony with all the people that we need to, you know, everybody that you need to love on is in your circle. Even the people that are not in your circle, you need to love on them too. Why? Because there is probably a child watching something that you're doing. And because of the fact that there might be a child watching what you're doing, maybe, just maybe, you should want to think about what you're doing a little bit better. I mean, you know, I'm just saying. So tonight on Deep Black Church, please feel free, get on in here, pull up the chairs, get in the living room, you know, sip on your bubbly, whatever it is that you need to do so that you can focus for an hour and just sit and say, you know what, I'm going to give God that. You give everybody everything. Everybody gets everything, and sometimes you leave very, very little for God. And what people have to realize is that without your breath, without your breathing, none of the other things that are happening in your life would even be possible. People say, don't say it that way. Why? That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what it means. Hi, everybody that's out there, because I see you guys. Look, I see you guys. Hey, hi. That, you know I'm learning, but I apologize, y'all. I'm sitting here trying to do some other stuff on the D-Block Church, trying to expand it. But, you know, we already have to understand that we are here. We are going nowhere. We're trying to put everybody into one category, and that's the category of creation. How about that? We live off of love. I know that people say that cars can't run off of love and all that kind of stuff, and that's true. Cars cannot run off of love. I understand. However, there's got to be some type of a love that allows you to get in the car. And if you don't have it at that time, then it still should be love, because the day that you do have it, you should do it. That's love. That's how you reciprocate the love that goes on. You know, so no mas. You gotta. Situation going on over in Washington where they are trying to make you think that, like, they're trying to make us go all the way back to 2016. We're in this 2016 rep forever until 2018, 19. I think it was 19. That came out in 19. And then it became scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, because for the first 3 years, they just built up to it. So now that it's there, they're focused on it. The funniest part is most people are asking the question, well, why are we doing it that way and not
looking at it from the opposite, you know, the opposite direction. You look at it from the opposite direction, then it kind of makes a little bit more sense. But then people don't want to say anything about it because then it looks like a conspiracy. And God knows you don't want to have any type of conspiracy when it comes down to what it is that the people need to be doing, how they need to be doing it, where they need to be doing it at. You know, tonight, no mas, no mas. 2019, it is done. It's over. Let's seal it. Let's seal it. There's a lot of things that happened in 2019. I think in 2019, we completely lost the flag. Completely. People don't understand what I mean by it, but I mean, not the flag, but I'll say the rainbow. Excuse me. We lost the rainbow to a flag, and we allowed the flag to become, you know, we allowed our symbol of God's promise of not ever spoiling and getting rid of creation in that manner ever again. And we allowed the same very thing that was flooded in the first place. That was drowned in the first place. It was already destroyed. We give it back to them and let them fly it as if it's their flag. And I'm not saying it to be mean, nasty, or anything, but at the end of the day, everything that we did in 2019 was in a disrespectful way to God, our creator. And it's time to bring it all back into a reality. You know how many people say that this is the end of the times? We can look at the end of the times. You can see it. You can see it. These are the ends, child. This is what's going on. This is how it looks and everything. And I understand that that is how it could look. You know why it looks like that? Because it is the end. It's the end of this mess and this shenanigans. That is over. No mas. No mas. That's where we need to be. If you see it and you can do it, do it. If you see it and you can check it, check it. If you see it and you can't check it, call me. It will get checked in the best way that we know how, because at the end of the day, it's not about the checking. It's about the fact that if God loves you enough to actually allow someone to come into your circle or to come into your presence and say something that is going to, you know, change your life, or you be in different situations and the people that are in those different establishments end up, you know, one day becoming, you know, your managers or your bosses or however you look at it. Like, people don't understand that if you move the way you're just supposed to move, and that's not thinking about too much, but actually moving because you trust that your days are already ordered. Your days, well, it says that your days are not, you do not know your days, but it says that, you know, before you were even formed, God knew who you were, your beginning, your start, and your finish. So if that's the case, if you start to look at it like that, then that says that somebody actually has this plan together. And if I yield a little bit to find out what the plan is, then maybe, you know, maybe the things that I'm going through, the things that I'm seeing, maybe they aren't as much so as they are, you know, because we got a situation going on in 2019 that everything is being attacked. And when I say everything, I mean everything that's going on within the world, within how we're looking at it, how our children are being brought up, how they are, or the lack of thereof. There's things that need to happen in 2019 that if we're not going to be honest in 19, there's no reason to think that things should and would and could get better. There's no reason to. If we cannot be honest and we do not have real conversation, what I would like to do is invite you to call in live tonight and have real conversation. That number is 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4176. 1-877-344. If you're joining me live and you have a comment or you'd like to say something, please make sure you text it. Get it in. And listen, what we need to do right now is clear the air. We got a situation going on, and we got a major situation going on. And the way I look at it is, all I can say is no mas, no mas. I'll say it blatantly because I think that the best way to say it is just to get it right out and say exactly what it is. I believe that people have lost focus. We have lost focus, and because of the fact that we have lost focus, the people that have been watching us, they have completely given up hope in the fact that we don't have our focus. So if we can retain our focus, then maybe they'll start to see the change back into us, and then they'll be able to understand that this is so awesome to be in, that God is so unique in his ways, and he'll do anything to anybody and use any situation to allow it to happen. You know, when we get to a place where it's no more, where we're finished with it, that is when we'll be able to move to the next step. And the next step is actually doing exactly what it was that we've been intended to do, and that's to love on each other as if you would love to be loved on yourself. Think of people's moms as your mom. Think of people's grandmoms as your grandma. You know, the same respect that you would like for the ladies in your family, you should respect the other ladies that you see in the street just like as if they were your family. Because they're somebody's family, if you think about it. So the more we can actually get into the idea of the things that we actually are doing and the things that we actually are saying and the things that we are actually seeing every day are actually manifestations of the things that are really, really, really supposed to be happening in our lives. We're supposed to be taking things from it so that we can build upon those things and, you know, and really, I believe now I'm learning it. You do everything for your children. You do it all so that you can be able to sow it back into not even your children, but everybody's children, to sow it back into the world. Like anything that's been bothering you, anything that has troubled you over life, and you finally have gotten a hold of it, you finally have grasped it, you understand how to walk with it, you understand why God did it, you understand how it worked, and all of these other things. Like if you are one of those types of people, then you understand what it looks like. It doesn't have to be the traditional going up in the church and being all holy and sanctified, because trust me, I understand. Holy and sanctified is a beautiful place to be. But if holy and sanctified has a situation where you got to sit a certain way and you got to look a certain way and you got to be a certain way and you got to do it a certain way, I don't really want no parts of you. I just want God. I want God the way he wants me, you know, in my ragged, in my torn, my battered, torn clothes. The difference is I won't always have torn clothes. I won't always want to have torn clothes. How about that? Sometimes people have to, sometimes they say hit rock bottom. I say that sometimes just to, he maketh me to lie down. He maketh me to lie down is a true moment in life. And when you have to be made to lie down, you know, you understand. And if you haven't been made to lie down, then keep living, but be prepared. Not only be prepared, but understand who God is. Understand what he's doing. Understand why you're going through what you're going through. Understand how it works. See why things happen the way that they happen. And really, 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 really start to have conversations with him. Ask God, why did he do it? Why would you do it? Why would you allow this to happen? Or why would you allow that to happen? Or why would you, you know, and it all works out. That's the blessing. But sometimes you got to go through it to see it. You know, you don't see it in the while you're going through it actually, but when you get past it and you're outside of it and you turn back around and you look, then you see how all of it actually coincided. So like if you hadn't taken off that day and went to the laundromat and went, you know, and had to go to lunch afterwards because you were hungry, and then you ran into this lady who gave you the job of your life. You know, this has been your career forever and a day, but if you never were sick that day, you know, or you never called out that day, it would never happen. There are people that really have situations like that because people live life like that. Those are people that it's not really hard to tell them to have faith in something and they believe in it. A lot of people have a hard time believing in themselves. Sometimes a lot of people have a hard time believing in what, well, I can't say that. I'm not even going to talk about a lot of people. I'm going to talk about me on that. I'm going to say that I have a hard time sometimes seeing what other people see in me. And I'm being honest tonight because the last thing I want to do is go into 2020 holding something that has not been allowing me to heal. They say God is a healer. And in the healing of where I need to be in life, is there has been hurt. And when you've been hurt, things seem to be as though they're not. And sometimes it's a mechanism, you know, like it's a coping mechanism. I know that because sometimes it's easier to just prepare yourself for the hurt so that way you're already gnarled to it so that when it happens, you know, you can put in like, I told you so, or I knew it was going to happen, or, you know, something like that. But then the question tonight is, what if it didn't go down like that? What if we could get rid of that thought? What if we could tell that thought, no mas, no mas, no mas, no mas. We can't do it no more. We can't. We've come too far to do way too much of nothing. It is about to be 2020. Guess what? 2020, I don't know about the rest of you, but I knows about my 2020. And listen, what I'm trying to tell you, we got to get ready for this 2020, because if we don't get ready for the 2020, then we are not doing ourselves justice. We are not doing our children any justice. God, and it's a shame because people that are at least following the election and following the things that are happening in the White House and the people that are actually doing these things, like, they are the ones that right now just need to be applauded, because they are the ones that are keeping everybody, you know, at bay about how things really are, how things really should be. And they're trying. Everybody is trying in their own right. But if we stop trying a little bit and let God do, I believe that the world would be healed in days. How about that? Y'all like to put challenges out there and all that kind of stuff. I challenge you to change the atmosphere. I challenge you to change the atmosphere. The next time you hear people talking about somebody, I challenge you to intervene, but change the atmosphere when you do it, so that there's not a real situation about changing the atmosphere. However, the person that is actually going there might actually, you know, catch on to it and not have to go back there again. That's how I look at it. Because everybody has their breaking point. So if we allow everybody to just get picked on and picked on and picked on, sooner or later, things are going to break. They've already broken enough. I don't think that there's much that can really be said or done about the fact that there are what? How many, well, you can even name how many people or how many things go against the grain of life, of making things, you know, go as planned or go, you know, the way you thought that they were supposed to go. Well, you know, there's a lot of people that think that they can think about what they're supposed to do, what they're supposed to have, how they're supposed to have it, and how they actually want to get it. I like that. But trust me, without the breath that God gives you, none of it happens. None of it is good. So before we end this year, I believe that we should give God his due. God deserves his due in all of this stuff that's going on in this world right now. God deserves his due. We've allowed all types of things to come in our way. We've allowed all types of things to be said. We've allowed all types of things to be done. We've allowed all types of things to be heard. We've actually watched things be stripped of people as if they never really existed. Like, when I was growing up, they said that they used to say that people were rewriting history. Now it's happening in our eyes, in our daily. And I believe that as long as we as the church sit back and say nothing about what God would say or how God sees it in this situation, and, you know, I mean, it's that time. It's the time, because at the end, listen, most people want to deal with Jesus when he's born, and then they want to deal with Jesus when he's on the cross. A lot of people ain't dealing with the walk. They're not dealing with the talk. They're not dealing with the love and the healing and the savings and all of that other stuff. You know, they're not doing it. But why? We need this to be able to be intact so that we understand the story. Not have one group over here doing this and another group over here doing this and another group over here doing this and somebody over there doing that. And everybody thinks that their group is right. But yet God said, I am. So they're all right. Because he's that, I'm that, I'm that, I'm that, and I'm that over there too. Why not? I am God, so I am. Okay? That's how that works. So you can't even, you know, we can't get caught up in those types of things, because God has the final say. God has the final say. God is the author and the finisher. But the best thing about it is, if you follow his word, if you understand how much he loves you, then you understand why it is that you're put in the situations that you're put in. You'll understand why it is that you have been made to, you know, suffer as long as you have with whatever you've had to suffer with. You know, you'll understand what it looks like to be chosen or have favor. It's funny, because I always say, you know, favor ain't fair. But, like, Cap used to say, favor ain't fair. And I used to say that I was one of God's favorites. And not to offend anybody or anything else, but you should all feel like you're one of God's favorites. Because in God's eyes, you are one of his favorites. So, in 2019, if you look at it as a favorite and not as anything less than a king, been, you have to ask yourself, where did this come from? What is this intended for? Why has this been implemented? Like, these are the questions that you ask. Like, people that have a lot of rules, like, if there's rules written on a wall somewhere, that means that the people that are in that establishment probably are very, very disorderly. However, they got, you know, they have a rule list. They got a rules listed so that they know they're reiterated all the time because they can see them. It's a way to keep people in order. It's like a crowd control thing. And then when you do the religion thing, it's just like, okay, we all going to go down there. Y'all live over here. Y'all going to go down here. Y'all going to live over here. Y'all going to go down here. But the one thing that we were one God. We were all united. So no matter where we were, no matter how it was, when the trumpet sound, everybody came from all the directions and handled business the way that God had said that it was going to be handled. And that's Old Testament stuff. So at the end of the day, if you ever, 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 ever want to question or have the need to know anything regarding your history, please don't hesitate. Find out. Don't hesitate to ask, because you'd be surprised. We got Tuskegee Airmen like living in Philly, like that kind of stuff. Like, but if we don't pay attention to that kind of stuff, we'll miss it. Everybody's in the hustle and bustle. Everybody's into the moving around. Everybody wants to, you know, do this, do that. Let's go buy this. Let's go buy that. This is going to be great. This is going to be great. This is going to look nice. This is going to be nice. And then there's like a death in the family. Oh, my. You know, but the more and more and more and more and more you realize that it does have your best interest at heart. It might not always come out the way that you think that it should come out. And that's only because everything ain't for everybody at all times. But it's the end of the year. And I need y'all to understand that by it being the end of the year, like, if you went outside right now and looked at the moon, you can't tell me that that is not the new moon. And when I say that, I mean that by, you know, I mean that in the matter of New Year's is right around the corner. 2020 is right here. It's less than 20 days away. And I'm making a ploy to you tonight that for the next 20 days or the next 19 days, that you literally, literally, literally try to bring the Creator back into focus over every life, every situation, everything. Look at the fact that you're walking past the people and not speaking. Look at the fact that did you shut the door in somebody's face. Look at the fact that when you're standing in the line, you can speak and you can say good morning and you can speak to the other person and you can have small talk conversations. It's okay. Because trust me when I tell you that there's children that are going to school and they are with their moms and their dads and they're watching you not be people, not associate yourselves with each other. And we can't keep continuously doing it. So in 2019, I would like to say to anybody that is not talking to the people that they come in contact with, that is for just a simple hello, please stop. No, my. No, my. No, my. No, my. Please stop. We don't have time. we really don't have time. We don't have time. Chat, are you still going to get in the numbers tonight? Y'all, she was talking something about this moon, and I was like, okay. So, if she comes on, we'll have her talk about it. If not, understand that we'll talk about it at the table, and let's talk about it, because that moon looked like that moon gonna be there for a minute. And it's funny, because does that mean that the new moon stays until the new year, and it just fills in the patches? Because you know that's when they can really say like that's the full moon. But you know, they say the baby was born for the government. How about that? So they say the baby came for the government. And is that Chappie?
It is me. It is I. Hey, everybody.
Oh.
Thank you for allowing me to join in for the last D block of 2019. No more. And I love that topic, because no more means that it's time for something new to start. Because if you're saying no more, that means we're putting an end to something old and we're beginning something new, right? What happened was I was looking at the news and everybody was making a big deal about the moon tonight. That number one, the moon, the last full moon of not just this year, but the last full moon of this decade, of this entire decade, the last full moon of the year is not just happening in the 12th month, but it's happening in the 12th month on the 12th day. And it will be considered at its peak above the United States at 12:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. What makes that, and all of that is happening in the year 2019. And why is the year 2019 important that it's happening in this year? Because 2 + 0 + 1 + 9 = 12. So now numerologist is having a field day, because whether you worship God or you don't worship God, you know there's a significance in the number 12. Remember, man named stuff. God did everything by number. Even when he recounted creation, he said on the first day all the way through to the seventh day. He numbered the feast days. He numbered the weeks. He numbered stuff. Man named stuff. I'm saying that to say, however, that the number 12 to God represents not just the authority and perfection of God's rule, but it also represents a sure governmental foundation. If you look in the biblical teachings, if you look in the Quran, if you look in the Torah, you will see that every time God was beginning to create a new spiritual and even physical in this realm, governmental switch, the number 12 pops up. When he decided that I'm going to create this nation to show my relationship to man and the relationship I want to have with man,
he reached out through Jacob and changed his name to Israel, but he gave Jacob 12 sons, which became the 12 tribes of Israel. And not just with Jacob, Abraham had another son, Ishmael, and with Ishmael, he gave him 12 sons, which became the 12 princes, the 12 princes. So 12 is significant in that manner. When Jesus came, he had 12 disciples, 12 close followers, that his inner circle. So 12 represents something significant, and they are true when they say that it is important, because as they said tonight, on the 12th month and the 12th day, at the 12th hour and 12 minutes after, in the year that adds up, 2019, to the number 12, they believe that this is an opportunity. They think some portal is about to open up that's going to allow you to experience some type of change. And what I'm here to tell you is you don't have to wait until 12:12 to experience that type of change. They are almost right when they say a portal is about to open up, but it's not the portal that they're thinking, because what is happening on the 12th month, on the 12th day, at the hour that the moon has already risen on the over the United States, you can find your salvation in that year that adds up to the number 12 and begin your walk in a new governmental foundation, a sure governmental foundation, a new relationship with a new body of believers, a new family of believers, a new personal relationship with God. You don't no longer have to know about him, but you can begin to know him personally for yourself. You can begin to feel the power of his Holy Spirit come upon you right now if you just do what he says for us to do in his word. Remember, Jesus appointed the 12, but he did not exclude the rest. He included all. He might have walked specifically in that inner circle with that 12 that he used to go out and spread his word, but he included it for all. The word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave, not just those 12. It wasn't just for the children of Israel, but it said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him. And I love the whosoever clause of this thing, because whosoever means anybody, anywhere, at any time, at any location, at any place. It does not exclude anyone based on their economic situation, their ethnic background, the community that they currently live in, the family that they have come from. It does not exclude you. It does not exclude you because of the crimes that you have committed. It does not exclude you if you are sitting on death row. It does not exclude you if you are waiting for your court date. It does not exclude you if you are in your jailhouse. It does not exclude you if you are in your rehab. It does not exclude you if you are laying up in the bed thinking that nobody knows what you're doing. But I need you to understand, you and whoever you're laying with, God is still in the midst, because you cannot hide from God. This is your opportunity. He said, whosoever you may be, whosoever will, believe it in him. All you got to do is believe. Whosoever you may be, all you have to do is believe in him, and you do not have to perish in your current state. You shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. And we know that, yes, this physical body is going to perish, but by now I hope that we all know that we are not physical beings hoping for a spiritual experience one day. We are actually spiritual beings living this physical experience. And there is something that comes after that day that our physical expires. For the word of God says it is appointed unto man once to die, but after death comes the judgment. The question is, will this be your day of change? Will this day of the last moon, of the last decade, the last evening of this decade be the day, the night, wherever you are listening, because for some of you listening, you've already experienced this moon. You are already in the future. We are praying God allows us to wake, to awaken to. And for some, you have not even seen the moon yet. You are on a whole nother side. You hours behind us. And we're praying that God will allow you to see it. If this day, this evening, this afternoon can become, wherever you are, your day of that governmental shift where you surrender to the government and the will of God and allow him to have a personal relationship with you. You can do it, as I said, by simply believing and then repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I come to you this evening believing in the gift of your son, Jesus. I ask you through him to forgive me of my sins and to make me new. Ask him to come into my life, to sit in the throne of my heart as the ruler of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I know you may be sitting there if you said that prayer going, but I don't feel nothing different. Understand that angels are rejoicing. And if you keep on walking and believing and picking up the word of God for yourself and reading it, you will begin to experience a change like no other. Now, of course, the word of God says that once you say that prayer, you must now confess it out of your mouth. So tell somebody. You don't have to wait until Sunday morning, Saturday, Sabbath worship, Bible study, prayer service. That's about a church membership. We're talking about a personal relationship. Just tell somebody, hey, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And as soon as you do that, according to God's word, you are saved. Now, of course, we encourage you to find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God, that's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting at the 9 p.m. hour. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to pray with you. We would love to pray for you. Also, we invite you to join us for our morning walks in God's Word. As we begin our day with a scripture of reading, you can join us on anchorfm.com. God has led us to begin reading from the book of Proverbs, where we will be getting a word of wisdom from the Lord. As we go into the new year. And I have a correction. Tomorrow evening's ministry begins at 8:30. Again, tomorrow evening's ministry begins at 8:30 p.m. You can join us for a morning walk on anchorfm.com, or you can hit the link on any of our social media networks. Also, we are getting ready and geared up for our end of the year revival. Our theme this year is Watching for Jesus. We ask you to join in with us. We will be beginning the revival. I'm getting tongue tied. On December 25th, on Christmas evening, we will be beginning to go before the Lord each evening, and we will be ending on New Year's Eve at 11 p.m., where we will go before the Lord and pray our way into the new year. We want you to join us. Keep a lookout. The information will be hitting all of the social media links this coming week. We thank you for joining in. Sister Adrian, thank you for letting me come on and share that information this evening. And it is back in your hands.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you so much for sharing that information. Because tonight, the more information that we can get, the better off we'll be. Because, like I said, there's 20 days or less than 20 days left in this year. And we really need to look at things. We need to take full responsibility of the role that we played in the last 20 years. And that's the question. Like, really ask yourself, like, what role did I play in the last 20 years? And what do I have because of it? Now, I don't even want you to really answer the question, like, you know, for real. That's one of them questions for you, that when you know the answer, you say it, you do it, you see it, you keep it, you know it, and then you work it. You know, it's one of them. But if you really truly believe in God and He is the author and the finisher of every single moment, every single one of us, if you understand that and you believe that, I'm trying to tell you, all next year, all we're going to do as a block is just talk about it. We need to talk about it. We have to have real conversation. I want to have real conversation about real things. That way, so if there is anything that is misinformed, anything that is misconstrued, anything that doesn't make sense, maybe we can get to a real, true understanding. Because without understanding, I realize that nothing actually gets done. So the way that they would like it to be is that at least within our communities and things, we won't know how to find the understanding. And what I want from Deep Rock Church and what God is trying to say to me is that this can be our outlet. This can and should and will be our outlet, that we can come, we can commune, we can be in a safe place, we can talk, we can have real conversations about God. We can find out exactly what's really, really, really going on. We can find out how much love is really, really, really in, you know, put into all of us. And like we always say, you're not going to, if you were good at what you did, He's not going to let you go easy, put it that way. Like I say that all the time. If you're really good and giving the devil whatever it was that you used to give to the devil or give away, like it was, you know, nothing but for the devil. Any of those types of things, if you've changed, if you check them, if you said that you want to change, you make the first step to change, and everything else falls apart, just don't stop the change, because the whole point of all of the things falling apart is so that you can stop the change that was already happening and that is going to happen, because once God is in it, there is really no limit. So I believe that the more we learn about God, the less we fight about what's not happening. And we understand why, you know, those delays are not denied, you know. And it's like they're lessons that were taught to us as children. But then the question is, what are our children learning? Are our children learning that the delay is not the denial, or are children getting it right when they want it? You know, our children are being raised with the fact that when you push a button, it shows up. things didn't happen like that for us. So we had to work on some stuff. We had to maybe strategize to figure out how to get it to do whatever it is that we needed to do. And now they don't have to do any of that. Like I said, they press a button and it's pretty much done for them. They are usually in really good places. So they just be like, oh, okay. So I'm here today. Oh, all right. So, and they keep on going about, you know, their day. So there's a lot of different ways that you could be sitting in order to do it. But what I propose in D-Block is that we sit up straight, we sit up tall, and we let the world know, we let the enemy know, no mas, no mas. See y'all next year. It's been real. 2020, here we come, baby. Here we come. What up, what up, what up? Happy holidays, and let the baby be born. Let the baby be born.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah.